We're learning Zechdes Day Daf Chafim and Aleph. Right in the beginning of the Amud, actually Hemshech from the last Amud, brings Rav Shimon Lakish a Shaila to Rav Yechanan. Someone's mechayiv himself a Taida, he says a Reilei Taida, but he wants Ve'etzeh Ba'yidei Chagiga. I should use the carbon Taida, which is a Shlomin, to also fulfill my obligation to be Ve'etzeh Mechayiv of Chagiga. Have any Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, Ve'galeach V'mayis Ma'yis Sheni, and I should use Ma'yis Ma'yis Sheni to buy the Shalmei Nazir. If he wouldn't make it tonight, so then he wouldn't be allowed to use the Taida for Chagiga, or Ma'yis Ma'yis Sheni for Kabanis Nazir, because since Chagiga is a Davar Shebechayva, it has to come from Chulin, can't come from a Behema, which is already Chayiv. Or, since Shlomim, Shalmei Nazir is a Davar Shebechayva, it can come from Ma'is Hasheni, even though with Ma'is Hasheni you buy a Shlomim, but you can't, it's already Ma'is Hasheni, you can't use it to be a Ma'itzi Yechiyiv. But the Shaila was, let's say he specifically said that the Taidis Mechayiv, he should be Yitzi Yidei Chagiga, or the Chiyiv Nazir should come from Ma'is Hasheni. What's it in that case? Amalei, Nodaveni Yitzi Nazaveni Megalech. He's not a Chayiv the Taida, but he cannot be Yitzi Chagiga. He's not a chayiv naziris, but he cannot be megaleich mimayis mayis hasheni. Now she says, why? The kevinam arei alai is chayiv. When he said arei alai, he's already chayiv. And now he says veitzer b'yidei chagiga, doesn't count. Lav mil sihi, because already is chayiv, because amiru gavoyam kamasir lahed yadam. Same thing with nazir. He said arei alai nazir, arei nazir. He's already a nazir. Now he says megaleich mimayis mayis hasheni. He can't go and make Tanam once it was Chal already. And Taisus also goes with this chat, and Taisus says, so therefore, let's say he did it the opposite way. Let's say he said, Al-Manas she'etzi ba midei chagiga harei alai taido. Al-Manas she'galech v'mayis v'mayis v'sheni harei nazir. So he said that Tanai, before he said he'd mekabel himself the chiyiv taido or the naziris, so then you wouldn't say Nazir ve'ene megaleach. You wouldn't say Nazir ve'ene yetzei. And Taisus compares it to the next gemara. And he said, I want you to give 400 zuz to Pliny and she marry my daughter. If he said in that order, he gets the 400 zuz, even if he doesn't marry the daughter. But if he says in reverse order, she marry the daughter and then get 400 zuz. So if he marries her, fine, and if not, not. So it makes a difference which order you say it in. Ad kan the gemara Rashi Taisus. So Taisus didn't say clearly, what's taka the din though? If he said it the opposite, is it the pshat that he becomes a mechuyiv and a taida and he could bring it for a chagiga? He becomes a nazir and he could bring the karbanis for ma'is ma'is sheni? Or, that's impossible. Now thus, he won't become a nazir altogether. He won't be mechuyiv a taida altogether because he said the conditions how he wants him mechuyiv a taida. You're not going to say that he's chayiv a taida and then it's too late for him to make conditions. But on the other hand, the conditions also won't be able to be chal. That's against the halacha. So male, nothing's chal. Azay kem eklayo neshaylo. Now there's a sfas emes, it's on the Gemara in your testament based on the Banim, that says the Gemara is mashma, that there's no way he can have a din, a taida, a chiv taida, and yet use it for a chagiga. Because the Gemara is coming off the Braisa. The Braisa says that a person can bring a taida on chagas sukkas, he'll be yetzibah from shalmi simcha ben afa chagiga. And the Gemara says, Pshita, of course he can't be Yetzir Chagiga. It's Davish Shebechayva, Chol Davish Shebechayva, Eine Abba Elim and Achuhin. So the Gemara answers, Litzricha Avagav the Parish, even if he specified. So the Mashmois of the Gemara is that it won't work even if he Taka specified, even if he specified Richtig. So mainly he learns Pshat and Taisis that if he does it this way, it will be Chal without the Tanai. If he does it the other way, it won't be Chal at all. But it can't be chal, that's the point of the Gemara, it can't be chal with the Tanai. The way the Sfasemis is learning, I would neman, that you have to say that if it could be chal, then even if he did it this way, it would be chal. Otherwise, it's two different dinim. The Sfasemis is naming on, afgav the parish means, even if he did it the other way, it still can't be chal. He still can't be yetza mishum chagiga. It's just if he did it the other way, nothing will be chal. So where do you see that from Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan was talking about when it is chal, and the reason why the tie doesn't work is because he said the tie afterwards. Chay, you have to say that on the tzad the tie could work, it would work even afterwards. Al-Chay, that's the Chay, the Sfas Emes, is Avan and the Gemara. But Lameisa, Kamba Rishainim and Achrainim Amvurin at the way. So Asadis himself brings that Sagas arrived. The Rambam, in Ilchus Chagiga Perek Beis Lachi Yadal, he brings down this Gemara. He says, Aime Areel I Taida, She Eitse Ba Yedecha Vasil Hashem Chagiga, Chai Lavi Taida, Ve Eini Eitse Ba Yedecha Chagiga, Shein Chagiga Ba Olam Enachu. So the Rambam's Lashin is, I want to be Mechai myself a Taida, which I will be Eitse with that Taida, my Chiv Chagiga. And it doesn't work. So the Ravid says no. He says, in our Svarim, it doesn't say that. If you look, it's in our Girsa also, Hare alai taida ve eitze ba yedecha giga. Doesn't say she eitze ba yedecha giga. So if he says she eitze, it would work. Because adaita dachi nadar. He's making a tanai. He only said hare alai taida, and he specifically said she eitze ba yedecha giga. When the Gemara told me, he said ve eitze ba yedecha giga. Ve eitze ba yedecha giga. Then, it wasn't a tanai. He wants two things. He wants to be chayav a taida. And he also saying a new thing. I want to be Yidei Chagiga. But he didn't explain that the Chiyiv is totally on that. So once he said, Harelai Taida, then that is Mechoyiv. And Vayitze Chagiga is not Biyode. But if he said She'etze, and the entire Chiyiv Taida was only Almanasi's Yidei Chagiga, the purpose of the Taida is to be Yidei Chagiga, then it would work. So the Ravid is clearly not like the Sasemis. Sasemis brings it. So it's a move the way in the Ramban on Luchamis. We're going to discuss this and drop it later, but the Gemara with Rav Papa, with the 400 Zuz, the Ramban is explaining it, that he says that the point is he wanted two things. He wanted to give 400 Zuz to him, and he also wanted him to marry the daughter, but they weren't totally Habaha. And the Ramban's Lashon is Ramban on Luchamis. And the Ramban says, it's similar to Rabbi Yechanan saying, "No, the ve'ini yetsa nozem megalech." That's the nami time of the milsa. Mishum kevin the loy omer almanas yetsa by vegalech. He didn't say almanas. V'loy tola nujoy bekach. He didn't say it was a tanai. Shilu omer almanas v'adi sheyetsa megalech. Kaisa shini shegalech meiskan aviyotza. If you would have said almanas, avadi that would work. So the Ramban is clearly like the Ravid that. If you do clearly make a tanai in your chiyuv taida, you should be yetsa chagiga, or in your chiyuv nazir, that you should megalech and raise maisa sheni. So then, that's how the taida would work, that you could be yetsa chagiga. That's how in his ears would work, you could be megalech and raise maisa sheni. Now, Rashi, and Taisus in particular, is mashma, and like the Rambam, is mashma a little bit different than the Ravid. The Ravid and the Ramban are mashma, that he b'chol didn't mean a tanai. I'm saying two things. I'm saying I wanted to make a taida. And while I'm saying the Taida, I'm explaining my intention that I plan on being Yetzi Dei Chagiga, and that's where I'm a tailing because you can't. I'm saying I'm a Nazir, and I'm saying my intention is I'm going to Glei Chumayis Maisa Sheni, and that doesn't work. But if you say it tonight, then it does work. But the Rambam is Mashma, even though you said it tonight, it doesn't work, and Taisos Mashma in a way, you have to say it tonight first. See, it's also Mefurish, I tell us, the Raivin and the Ramban, it's also in the Kesef Mishnah, and Ochel Zazirish Perches Alocha Yedalad. He says clearly, Kolaymar, when he brings the Rashi, Amma Ibcha, Amma Nashal Yech Maiz Mesesheni, Mei Nazir, Umegaleach Umayiz Mesesheni, Mechen Kasu Ateses. He says clearly, if he said the opposite, he's a Nazir, and he's Megaleach Umayiz Mesesheni, Mechen Kasu Ateses. What's in the Mishnah? The Melech says it clearly, in Ilchus Karim Pesach Perek Aleph Halach Gimel. Now the Kayiv Shurim Asa Kasha, which I think is a good Kasha, whether you hold like the Sfas Emes, or you hold not like the Sfas Emes, like when ending on, that it would work, and the Tanai would work. Why is it a Maslam Ashkasa B'Torah? A Maslam Ashkasa B'Torah, the Tanai is Batal and the Mais is Kayim. So why does the Tanai work? Why is it a Maslam Ashkasa B'Torah? Why would the Tanai work? And in the Sasem, it's also Shver, because the Halacha when you Maslam Ashkasa B'Torah is not that it's not Chal, is that the Tanai, the Mais is Kayim and the Tanai is Batal. It's Chal without being a Tanai. Well, let's. The Kayvet Shurim asks his kasha. Why isn't the Masa Mashkasa of Torah? The Torah says that you have to bring a Chagigah min a Chulin. The Torah says, Shalmei Noz have to come in a Chulin. How can they make a Tanai to circumvent that din? So the Kayvet Shurim says, Yesh Ladin, is the din of Kaldavah Shebechayvin Imam in a Chulin is Lemitzvah or Leikuvah? The Pshad is, you're not Yetzah if you don't bring Chulin. Or, is the din Lechatchila? Lechatchila, you have to bring Chulin. If you say it's just Lemitzvah, you could say, that it's not Shaykh Masa Mashkasa B'Torah. As I said to Mechanan and Kravitz Yer. So Shleim is Zalman Ubach, and his Sefer Mincha Shleimai, here Masechtas Mayim, says Shnei Tshuvas Bedava. First of all, the Gemara says Eina Yetsuba Mishum Chagiga. That's the lashon in the Brisa, and the Gemara says Pshita. Davar Shebechayv Uvuchal Davar Shebechayv Ein Abal Menachulin. Eina Yetsa says Yina Yetsa. Not mashma that lechatchila you can't bring it, but by the evid Yetsa. Second kash is even at nulechatchila, why is the mas the mashkasa b'teir? Midaraisa is a din lechatchila after being chulin. How did that din lechatchila go off because of Yitai? Why isn't that mas the mashkasa b'teir? So Shlaim Zalman explains like this. The din of Davar Shebechayv Ein Abal Menachulin means that when you have a Davar Shebechayv, you can't be Mekayim Yechiv with something which is already Kaddish. But let's say the Chiv was limited to begin with. In other words, let's say it's really two separate cases. The case of the Taida was that when I said there should be a Taida, I specifically said I'm going to be Yetzach Hagiga with it. So now I didn't have to make a Taida. So the din is like this. Taira says, go and bring a Shalom and Chagiga. So the Taira, there's a Halacha, and it's the Yikuva. You can't go and take a shlom that you're going to bring anyway, that you're mechuyev to bring anyway, and use that for your shalom mechagiga. You have to bring a new thing, something which wasn't something which you mechuyev anyway. But let's say that thing gufa, the chiyev that you made was a chiyev from the beginning that you should use it for a chagiga. So mechagiga didn't come from something that was mechuyev anyway. That chiyev gufa was with the limitation I could use it for chagiga. So I really wasn't mechuyev anyway. When I was mafresh the taida, which I wasn't mechuyev to do, I was mafresh. It's clearly to use it as a chagiga. So that's not I'm using a chagiga from something which I was mechuyev anyway. The chiyev was gufa in the eifin that I'll take to use it as a chagiga. Same thing with the nazir and the ma'is ma'is hasheni. Taira says a nazir has to bring a shlomim from something, not that he's mechuyev anyway. The Ma'is Hasheni is Kaddish anyway. Can't use that for a shlomim. But I wasn't mechuyev to be a nazir. And I clearly stipulated that now that I'm being mechayev myself in Naziris, I'm not mechayev myself in Naziris l'chalutim. I'm mechayev myself in Naziris with a limitation that I'm using Ma'is Hasheni. So it wasn't the pshat that you're mechuyev in Naziris. You can't go use Ma'is Hasheni for your chayev. No! I'm mechuyev in Naziris for Ma'is Hasheni. So that's not using Ma'is Hasheni for my chiyuv. The whole chiyuv was only to use Ma'is Hasheni. Shmak Yisroya, that's a Pshalim Zalm and Zoya. Now like we said, in the Ravid, and the Ramban and L'chamis, it's understood why it doesn't work. Because you never meant it tonight. If you meant it tonight, then it would work. But if you say, I want to be Mechuyiv at Taida. And I also am going to use it for my chagiga. Doesn't work. You're Mechuyiv at Taida, period. And now you can't take a chiyuv and use it for your chagiga. Same thing with the nazir and ma'aser sheni. But if you said clearly it's a tonight, like the Rav had said, harei alai taida she'etzi ba'idei chagiga, I'm being mafresh a taida which I'm going to use for chagiga, that's a taitch of the taida that I'm being mechayim, it would work. Harei ni nazir al menashek leichem ma'aser sheni, it would work. But the Rambam is calling that the way. And so is Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says the thing was shekvar nischayev. I'm rosy gvayel mishrasel head yadami. Well, why can't you make it tonight? B'teichad eidiber. So the Mincha Shleimai says that the point is you can only be chayzer teichad eidiber. When you're mafresh a carbon, you can be chayzer teichad eidiber. But as long as that frosh is kayim, you can't make tonight even teichad eidiber. Too late. That frosh is kayim. It's too late. It's chal right away. Even teichad eidiber can't add to it. If at the time you made the afrasha, there was a tanai, you said the tanai first, okay, then the whole afrasha was out tonight. But with the time you said the afrasha, you said, harei alai reini taida, harei alai taida, that's it. She'etzi ba yedei chagiga, too late. Ayet seichel eidiber, doesn't matter. You could be chayzer teichel eidiber, but you can't be meisif tanam teichel eidiber. Chiddush. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam by Nazir, the Lashon is Amanashek leichem ayis meisif sheni, doesn't work. Because Hareini Nazir is Chal, and there's nothing you can do to make Tana. See, the Mincha Shleim is bothered with this Fasemis. If you're going to say that it's impossible to have such a thing, so why Taka wouldn't you say it's Masa Mashka Teirim, and the Maisa Kaim and the Tai is Batal? But let's see the next Sugya. Avahu Gavra Da Amalu, Havale Avim Ezuz, the Plain of Linz of Rati. He was a Mitzavah Machmas Mitzvah, like Rashi says, he's giving out his will, 400 Zuz go to Plain, he should marry my daughter. Mara says it to Betz, in that order, he gets the 400 zuz, and marrying the daughter is optional. But if he says he should marry my daughter and get 400 zuz, then it depends. If he marries the daughter, fine. And if not, he doesn't get the 400 zuz. So the true Sadashin understands that Rashi and Tosis is because the Havilei Dalad Mei and Zuzi means he's Zecher right away. That's how we explain the Gemara with Harei Laitei Dareni Nazir. So this Gemara would also be in the same Eifet. They already Chayiv. When he said, if he would say Linsev Brati and Havilei and Dalad Mei Zuz, so he only said Dalad Mei Zuz with the Tanai originally of Linsev Brati. So Mele, he was never Zeichel the Dalad Mei Zuz without the Linsev Brati. Hashengen, if he first said Havilei Dalad Mei Zuz, it's Chayiv. Now he goes and wants to be Meisiv Tanoim, that he can't do. The Shuma Sedeshin in Simon Shin Nun says, I don't understand. Vishloima by Nazir and by Taida, there's a din. Hektish is Chal, and then he can't do anything about it. He doesn't say this, but this we said from Vishloima Zalman, even if he could be Chayzib, he can't make Tanoim. He said, but by Shkemra, it's not that way. Shkemra could always change your mind, even much later. And why can't he be Meisiv Tanoim? You can be chayzer till he dies, right? Why can't he say that he only wants to do it if he marries a daughter? Unless he again say that type of svara, he could be chayzer, but he can't make tanam. Now in that gadi in the Shumas Hadeshin, he brings from the smag that's not a tanai. It's tutsavois. It's a little bit like the Ravid that we said in the Gemara previously. When he says, "Give him 400 zuz and he should marry my daughter," that's two separate things. So why would they be linked? If he says, marry my daughter and give him 400 zuz, then he means to link them. The Rif says this really. The Rif is a Bava Basra. The Rif brings this Gemara here, which doesn't really belong in the Halacha Semei, it belongs in Bava Basra. He brings it in Bava Basra. On the Gemara there, on the Afkuf Mem Gimel Mebeis, Mishameis, the whole Gemara there, Meshkemira. He brings this Gemara, and he explains the difference between if he said first, Havalei Dal Mei Zuz, and then Valin Sibrati, or if he said first Linsev Brati and then Havilei Dalad Mei Zuz. And he says like this, Lishna Kama Lishna Matana Hu. He Bein Bezuzi Bein Bebrati. Lishna Kama is not a, it's not a Tanai, it's a Matana. I want to give him two Matanas. I want to give him 400 Zuz, I want to give him my daughter. Now if someone wants to give you two Matanas, you could take both of them, or you could take one, whichever one you want. They're not linked to each other. Lishna Basra Brati Tanah Bezuzi Matana. Then if he says the daughter first, it's a Tanai. I wanted to marry my daughter, and then as a reward, I'll get 400 zuz. Marrying the daughter is a tanai. If he's mekayim the tanai, he gets, if not, not. So now we'll answer the kasha. It's not a matter that he can't be chayzer. It's a matter of what he meant. When he says it in this order, he meant two things. Aitaka wanted both of them, but he didn't want to link them. Give him 400 zuz, and let him marry my daughter. And if he doesn't want to marry the daughter, that has nothing to do with the 400 zuz. But if he says he should marry my daughter and get 400 zuz, he means to say that if he marries the daughter, he gets 400 zuz, and if not, not. Balamar brings this riff, the Balamar over here, and he says, the Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason why it doesn't work is because kol t'nai shekod m'maisa ain't a t'nai, because you need t'nai kaidon l'maisa. So then in Mishpatei T'nai, Mar says in Kedushin, that T'nai learned that from the T'nai of Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. And there, the Lashon of the Pasuk is like this, if you go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you will get the land in Eve Yarden. If you do not conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you will not get the land of Eve Yarden. So, the Tanai was Kaidel Lemaisa. The condition was said before what the Chalaisa you're trying to do. If you say the Chalaisa then, if you say, I'll give you this land if you conquer Eretz Yisrael, that's called the Maisa Kaidel Lemaisa. That doesn't fit into Mishpatei Atnot. The Balamar says that's the right shot. You have to say it tonight. A tonight only works if you say it in the Mishpatei Atanam, in the way Tanam is supposed to be said, the learned after they got to Meiruvin. And one of the Mishpatei Atanam, you say you need a tonight kafel, you have to speak up both them in the tonight, and you need Maisa Kaidel Matanai. Palomar is masking to this chat. But the Ravid and Asagas, Rabbanah Mechamas, they agree to the Rif, and they say that the pshat is here, the only reason why it's not a tonight because he didn't mean a tonight. They hold like this. They hold that there's a difference between if you want the chalais to be right now, and the tanai, it should be totally on the later thing, then you need mishbetam. You want to be mekadesh anisha. You want the kedushin should be chal right now. And you tell the isha like this, if you give me 200 zuz, then you're mekadeshes to me. If you don't, then you're not mekadeshes to me. So that's a tanai with mishbetam. If you say the other way, your mekadesh is to me, but only if you give me 200 zuz, that's not mishpatei etron, and the tithe doesn't work, the mice is kayim, and she doesn't have to give the 200 zuz. But if the mice is going to be chal later, right, if you tell someone, whenever you give me 200 zuz, then you'll be able to get this thing, the if, then, is the then will be chal later, not like it's chal now, I'll t'nai something you're going to do later. It's chal later, I'll t'nai when you do it. That's called the t'nai of me'im. There's a t'nai of me'akshav, a t'nai of me'im. A t'nai of me'im, where it's not chal now, that doesn't mean mishpatei etron. That's the way you say, the Ramban is mamish marech about him, l'chamis. Actually, the Ramban, Hilchas Ishus, perek vav alochi yedzayin, holds mamish punk fakert. He says, a t'nai that's chal afterwards, that means mishpatei etron. A t'nai that's chal now does not mean mishpatei etron. L'chaya, I always t'ainid, they're arguing in the case of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, which was the case? Was the chalais of the Hanchal and Evei Aydin chal by Moshe's time? And he made a t'nai for a later thing that they have to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael. And if they don't, it'll be brought to them Ephraim. That's what they're abandoning the Ravid hold. So that's the case you need Mishpatei Etron. But if someone's going to get it later, they know Mishpatei Etron. The Rambam would have to hold fakert that the Hanchala of Eve Yaidin was chal later in Yeshua's time. And that's why Nimish Beitam. If it was chal now, you wouldn't Nimish Beitam. So Machlaikis, Yishayinim, Mishtikal Svaris, Afukas, and Alko Panim. Dicha some Yishayinim learn, like we said, the Rith, the Ram, the Ramban, the Balamar. This is the Balamar, the Ravid, that Be'emesin, you could make it tonight after you said it. It's just his das wasn't to make a tie. He was giving two matanes, but if he makes a tie, it would work. Shail is, like the Shulman Zedeshin says, it's Masha from Rashi and Taisis, that it's the same as the Gemara before, which there they learned that it was chal already, and then Neli can't put in Tanam. So by Hekdish, that makes more sense. Rasul Gvayk, Rasul Hedi, it's chal, so you can't make Tanam. And Shengi Divish Kimra, which you could be Chazer, it's only chal Acha Misa, it's a little bit more shver why you can't make Tanam. Now the Gemara discusses the machlekes about smicha. Beishamay holds that you can bring shalmei chayva, you can bring shlamim on yamdiv, but you still can't do smicha. And besides all, you can bring shlamim and oilus, and also you can do smicha. What's the machlekes about smicha? So the Gemara here in Daf Chafim and Aleph brings two pshatim in the machlekes. The first pshat is bechlal if shalmei chayva needs smicha. Right? The Gemara says that Eilus Chayva does not, you can't learn that from Eilus Nadava. That's why it says the Pasuk V'Seh K'mishpat. And that goes like V'Shamei, that doesn't learn Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nadava. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba clearly is learning that the Pshat in V'Shamei is, since it's Shlomim was only, Smicha was only said by Shalmei Nadava. By Shalmei Chayva was never said the halacha of Smicha. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah said that the reason why you can't do Smicha is because it's a Mishtamish of Bali Chaim, it's a Shvus, it's a Isid Rabbanan to lean on Bali Chaim. Here the Gemara is Mashman Difim Shat. Smich is not required in Shalmei Chayva. So Taisa says that in Masechtas Chagiga, it says like Rashi. But the Mashmai says that Al Kapanim, according to this Gemara, according to Vitzik Bar Abba, that according to Beshamei, there's no Smicha by Shalmei Chayva, even Mechayl. If you hold the Machlaikis as take of a Smicha Shchita, so you do need Smicha. The question is, when do you do Smicha? Beishamay says you do smicha b'chayil. You can have to do it b'yantif, because you don't need to take of a smicha shkita. And Beisil says you do it on yantif, because you need to take of a smicha shkita. But if you all like the first pshat, it's a grabba. Beishamay holds there's no requirement to smicha altogether. So that shouldn't only apply in yantif. That should apply whenever you bring the shalmei chagiga. If you bring it on chol hamoed, or on shavuos, you bring it after shavuos, you have 7 days. Even if you bring it b'chayil, even if you don't bring it on yantif. And that's what it says in the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says like this. You don't dismich even Michael. Rashi in the Mishnah says al Sashvus, he's going according to the man the Omer that Beshamei is Yalfi Shalmei Chayv Mishalmei Nedava and holds that you can't do smicha because it's the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan were Maimed Devrayim even Pemakim Achiv Smicha they can Maimed Devrayim Besheva Al Tasa, but according to Yitzchak Bar Abba, you don't need that. You don't do smicha even mechayil. But Rashi here says Mufurish not that way. Rashi here, the Bemaskel Beishamahi, says Hilchach Leidachi Smicha the two Yamtiv. That's what Rashi says. Since it's no Chiyuv Smicha, so it's not Deicha Yamtiv. Sounds clear. That B'chol you do the Smicha, and the Shaar HaMelech, who discusses this Rashi in Maisa Kabbanis Perikimel Lachi Yigimel, says the Rashi was bothered to say that Maisa they only argue by Yamtiv. Why would they only argue by Yamtiv if the Mechalikis is Negeya B'chol? So the Shaar HaMelech and the Mekvege both ask, Mekvege here in the Gilyon HaShas ask the same Kasha, that when Smicha is not required, Smicha is also no matter what. So Gemara and Chagiga, that after Zayinim and days, if you hold, Nashim don't do Smicha, they're not allowed to do Smicha, so they do Bekachim. A few times in the Gemara we have that. So the Shaar HaMelech discusses this by Richus, and he wants to put out that Rashi Shita is a Mechalikis Tanan, and the man Yaman that says that Nashim could do Smicha, would say that even when smicha is not required, it's not called an aveda bekachim. Stipel here says a pshat. He says that even if, let's say, smicha will be a chiv derabbanan, that's what he's trying to say, still, it wouldn't be called aveda bekachim. Because anything that's a tzarech mekarbin is not called aveda bekachim. Even if it's not required. Because the taich of aveda bekachim is to use the kachim for your purposes, for a hedyot. But if you're doing a litzayrach akarban, even if the tzayrach is the rabbanan, that wouldn't be called aveda bekachim. He smooths through the sugya a little bit, because sometimes you find in the Gemara and the Rishonim that the rabbanans don't count for their actions. L'mashal shkita she'ein eruya. A shkita she'ein eruya is loishim ha-shkita. It's not considered a shkita. Let's say legabe dalet v'hei, legabe oisif is benay. If you can't eat it, Reb Shimon ol shkita she'ein eruya shkita. But if it's roya midiraisa, so midiraisa is called a shkita. Even though it's not really midrabbanan. So you see that the Raisa doesn't always consider with the derabbanans. But he says, here it's different. Here the pshat is, it still can't be considered that you're doing aveda for yourself. Because there is a din derabbanan to be samech, that wouldn't be called you doing aveda for yourself. That's a stipulous kaddish. So that's the chari mafurish in Rashi, that even when smicha is not required, you'd be allowed to do it. Let's say, in this case, by shalmei chayva, you'd be allowed to do it. On yom tov you're not allowed to do it because of a shvuster rabbanan, but a veda bekachim you wouldn't have to say it as a svar, it still has a psachalei shem smicham, but negay that it's not called a veda bekachim, it's an a veda l'tzayach hakarbon.